Canadians. Mm-hmm. And so I watched a 45-minute video.
The Canadian Rockies, right?
Yeah. I watched a 45-minute video, and he doesn't get to the Rockies. And I was like, oh, my God. I just watched you, like, have six meals on this train.
Tune in next week.
Well, yeah. And it was, like, part two. We go over the Rockies. I could have skipped everywhere from fucking Toronto to, like, right, like, at the beginning of British Columbia, but mm-hmm. I watched Alberta. I watched every flat piece of Canada that there was, and then had to go another 45 minutes
into the
Rockies. Yeah.
Oh boy, we got mountains coming up.
Yeah, I was watching the porno, and the girls never came. Like, there was no payoff in the first video.
So Canada has different holidays than we do, which is kind of weird, but I guess it makes sense at the same time. Do you think there's Canadian Halloween?
There would have to be, but it's probably something like a...
I've never heard of Canadian Halloween.
No. Maybe it's called, like, knock on your... No, there's... They call it, like, Devil Night or something, don't they?
No, I would think they'd have something more
friendly. Mischief like Night?
Free Candy Night, eh? Dress up Free Candy Night.
Knock on our doors.
Yeah. Come and knock on our doors. We got candy for you. Do you think they give out, like, the Tim Hortons, like, the mini donuts and stuff like that?
Canada has some of the best candy.
I would imagine.
And it's because everything that we have down here, they chop up and do, like, filler and that shit. Mm-hmm. It doesn't fly up there. It's just straight sugary goodness. Like, there's no... It's probably not good for you, but there's that debate of, like, are chemicals better for you than just the straight sugar? Mm-hmm. And their stuff is pure, and it is tasty.
Do you think they get much, like, homemade? They're like, I made you homemade candy.
Probably, like, maple candy.
Oh, my God.
Maple candy would be sick.
All like right.
A maple saltwater taffy.
Do you have your list, sir?
Yeah, of course I do.
All right. This is one-on-one time. I know we're a little farther into it than we usually get, but spooky season. October.
I think you've noticed the theme at this point, seeing as everything this every episode in October has been Halloween theme, and I'm sure we've informed you multiple times. Mm-hmm.
So, as per usual, we got the five categories, and we're going with... Now, we probably need to clarify with ourselves, whether or with each other, before we do this. Is it best costume, like in your opinion, or best costume you've worn?
I went best costume that I've worn, but I've certainly
I went best
seen...
costume I've worn, too, so I think okay. We're good.
Yeah, that works.
Okay. Best Halloween tradition. Best Halloween movie. Best Halloween candy. And that, let's just say that that's going to be candies that you really don't see as much, like, during the year that you see more so on Halloween. You got, yeah. or just the best Halloween candy,
yeah, no.
Or the candy you were most excited to get.
Yeah.
In
or like,
your,
that is when you eat it, is around Halloween.
Or the
time.
Candy that had that, remember, candy was currency. And you dump out the candy and start doing candy swaps and everything. So maybe we need to add in there what we felt was the top tiers of those candy. What had the most trade value?
Well, and
how many cigs am I going to get for that pack of Skittles?
As a kid, yeah. Because now I can tell you by far and away my favorite candy is anything that has THC in it.
Yes.
Which I still find amazing that we're that much or we're that worried about it that you see that on the news. Where it's like, check your kids' candy for THC. It's like... None of this shit's free. I'm not going to give some kid an $8 gummy bear that's got THC
in just the hopes that I dose this kid.
Yeah, what? Where's the payoff there? Like, I don't get to see the kid freak out or anything.
No. That's why what they're saying, they're just parents. Hey, parents, eat your kid's candy in case it's got weed in it.
Or you eat your own weed candy and then go through theirs and mm-hmm. just go ahead and hoard yourself.
That's called the dad tax.
The parental 10%.
It's the dad tax. Well, you've got transpo for the candy to get it, you know, gas to get you trick-or-treating. You also have, you didn't buy that fucking bucket yourself.
And you're running security the whole night.
Exactly. And you didn't buy your costume yourself. There's costume fees. There's, you know, storage fees with the candy bucket. Transpo fees home. There's also, you know, room and board fees.
This is America, goddammit.
The costuming fees.
On the most socialist Halloween or most socialist holiday of the year, there still needs to be some capitalism going on.
Yes. And then Halloween wild card. So just crazy shit that you can think of for Halloween. All right.
I went with is the list of like a kid. So I feel like there's certain times like in your life from the time you start trick-or-treating mm-hmm. to the time you're too big for it, it's great. Then there's a little bit of lull where you're doing shit. Then you hit 21 and you get to go out to the bars or even before that.
And then
if you
it's
got
adult trick-or-treating.
Then it's fantastic again. Like then you're back on. So like from me being a large child, I think I probably cut off trick-or-treating at like 11 because it gets weird when you're asking people for candy and you're bigger than them.
Anybody want the peanut?
Yeah. When they open the door and they have to look up to you and you say trick-or-treat, it gets a little weird. So I would probably say from like 12 to 18, Halloween kind of sucked. And then you get like college parties and bars and it's great again.
So do you think Halloween was better as a kid? Or do you think it was better during that time frame? I don't know, man. I think it's three categories. I think it's either Halloween better when you're a kid. Is Halloween better when you're like in that 2021 up to the
slutty
point
costumes,
when you stop? Yes.
Going downtown, or, jello shots.
Or does Halloween come back around and does it become the best when you're an adult and you have kids and they get to start doing trick-or-treating and shit?
Yeah, not being there, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't think it'd be fun because you do have to just sit there and wait for them to go to every single house. And you have to keep track of them. What's harder to keep track of your child than every child wearing a costume?
I mean,
that's some, stranger danger.
Someone's gonna find your kid.
I know, but what if you accidentally grab the wrong one? If you're like, hey,
and
Peter,
someone else
come
grabbed
with
the
me.
Wrong mine, and I have a hostage to trade for my child.
I'll trade you this one for mine.
Oh, I got yours. All right. So, do you want to do this flipping of the ceremonial can?
Yeah. What do you got? Call it in the air.
Who's in? All right, you go first on best costume. Best costume you've worn. I feel like, should I try to add in, like, some cool, like, lightning sound effects and, like, scary music?
If you got it on your phone, we can make that happen.
Oh, I was thinking I could just edit it in.
You're the editing wizard.
Here's the deal. If I figure out how to do it, you're going to get some sound effects in here. If not, sorry. Yeah, sorry.
excuse me. Got another sinus infection, so I'm sorry. Live with that. My favorite costume, fifth grade, I was the crow sting. I had a mask because we had gone that year. Monday Night Nitro had come to Boise.
Mm-hmm.
Come to our town. We can edit that out, right? And my brother's girlfriend was working at the Harley store, and it was right before they headed to Hog Wild in North Dakota
because mm-hmm.
they did an outdoor pay-per-view there.
Oh, I forgot they did that. It was like the Sturgis themed
yeah,
pay-per-view,
yeah,
right?
It was in Sturgis. Yeah. It was outside. They had all the bikes and everything. So these guys were in looking at bikes there, and my brother's girlfriend was like, hey, my boyfriend's little brother is a huge wrestling fan. They're like, oh, really? She's like, yeah, like real big. And like, oh, here's some backstage passes. And I, at that point, she came over one day. She's like, hey, Adam, I got something for you. He's like, okay, you're here for my brother, right? She's like, yeah, these wrestling guys gave these to me. And like fifth grade, I look at him, I was like, oh my God, these are backstage passes. I get to go meet all the guys. Like I met Hogan, I met Rey Mysterio, and it was when Rey Mysterio was a champion mm-hmm. and I got to hold the belt, which was the coolest shit ever. But I got a
How have I not known this?
I don't know. It was fifth grade. We didn't know each other back then.
I know, but like of all the wrestling stuff you've talked about and everything like that, you've never once mentioned that you've actually met. Is he as tan and leathery in real life as he appears to be?
Yes, it was.
Is he actually as big as he?
I didn't know it at the time, but like steroids were pretty obvious back then. Mm-hmm. Like his vascularity and just how fucking big he was. Those 24-inch pythons mm-hmm. were all of 24 inches. But
did he call you brother?
He called me little. It wasn't little brother, but it was something like that.
Either little man.
I think he called me little Hulkster is what he called me.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, it was great.
Was that the first erection you ever got?
It was right around there. It might have been when I got the backstage passes and realized what they were.
Oh, my God. I feel like that would have been your first erection.
It was great. It was, yeah, the whole thing was just awesome. But I got a Sting mask there. And so that year, I told my mom, I was like, hey, Sting, that's what we're doing for Halloween.
Ma.
Make it happen.
Hey, Ma, I'm in black trench coat.
Yeah, got the black trench coat, got a wig, threw the mask on, had a little wooden black bat that I did a scorpion on, like had.
Did you do a unitard underneath with the scorpion on it? I don't feel like you probably went that far.
No, it was a black Sting shirt that I had already had, okay. And I think I tucked it into like some tighter.
Did
black
you
pants.
Have the duster?
Oh yeah, yeah. And I'm sure it was scary because I was, like I say, a very large child that would walk up to a door with a mask on and all black. And it was a sight to behold.
Trick or treat.
Well, and then it's me with my buddies, and one of them's like a Power Ranger, and the other one's like Bruce Springsteen, and it's like, this is a
all
weird.
All you see is like, oh, it's really nice when you dress up with your kids, isn't it? Yeah. I guess.
Yeah, it's cute. You're big brother, huh? No, these are my classmates.
All right. I think that the best one is when we dressed up as the Village People.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I just see that, because I probably have, like, individual costumes that are better than that that I've worn that were funnier or whatever, but I just feel like that worked out, like, so well, and I'd never seen that before, that I felt like that had to be at the top of the list. So
Little Nick is a construction worker.
Yes, so one year, the two of us and two of our buddies... We were going to have a sailor. We were going to have five of us, so that would have been even better. But so we decided to go, and this was during, like, the time in our lives when we were going, like, to downtown bars for Halloween and everything. So we dressed up as the Village People. So we had one guy dress up as the Native American.
And he was really tan, so it worked out.
He was, yeah.
We'll say that there was something in there.
This was back when it was... should I say? It was back when it was okay. Yeah. Construction worker, biker, and cop.
And then, he was a little cop, wasn't he?
He was a little cop. And then we were going to have another buddy come as the sailor, but he bitched out. And
yeah,
so the
shortest...
He bitched shortest...
out? What are you talking about? Didn't he fucking... Wasn't he at basic training?
No, he went to like another party or something.
Oh,
he was with...
He? Different year.
So we had the littlest guy with us. So the like size disparity within the group was hilarious just to begin with. So how big are you? Like, how big were you at that time?
6'6", probably like 260.
Okay, so you were the biker. And then the smallest guy we had was he 5'4 or?
Pretty close.
5'3", 5'4.
Yeah.
But probably like 171.
He's a thick boy. He's
yeah.
a power lifter.
So he was the cop. And then.
You were the construction worker.
I was the construction worker, and me and Gavin were the same, roughly about the same.
Yeah.
Yeah. But just the disparity and everything, you just walk around to people with that black bat or the black baton just patting in their hands and just staring at them.
And he had the little biker shorts on too, mm-hmm. didn't he?
Yeah. That was probably my favorite.
It was a wild time. I would probably say that was probably maybe just because it's recency bias, but that was more fun to me than being a kid, just because when you went downtown and you saw everybody else in all sorts of different costumes, like we did a costume contest at one bar or something like that.
Yeah, we were at one, and we were in the contest at that one, and then we decided to go over like a few bars down, and that's the one that, and whenever whoever was playing the music saw us, he would put on a village person. Like,
yes,
village people.
That's
is
right.
It village person if you're in it? Are you a village person?
Village people's?
A village people song? That sounds Maybe. Weird. It's a village person song.
Yeah.
But anyway, and so like we would get up and like do something, but, and then when we were at that one, we found out we won
shots.
The costume party at the other one.
Yeah.
Because they're like, oh, they did the costume party. You guys weren't there. And we saw some people coming out, but yeah, that was hilarious. And just being able to have like just four people like just hanging out together, like enjoying it.
Yeah, that was
all right.
Everything about that time was great.
All right.
Okay, what's your tradition?
Is it just hacky to say trick or treating / slutty costumes?
It's the best.
I went
trick or treating's 1-1.
I went with my two phases in life so far for Halloween. So
it was still kind of trick or treating with slutty costumes. You just wouldn't. You'd be asking for candy.
I guess that's true. The trick or treat. The trick. You were trick or treating for slutty costumes.
Later respectfully.
No, like what beats? And I don't know if it's because now I'm getting to see, you know, my kid do it, and it's just like, was the time before you really remember trick or treating the best time? Like when you were a little kid, and it was just so like,
pure.
You just walked up, but it was so like amazing. Like one night. You're like, Landon, he gets jazzed for it.
Yeah.
So, why wouldn't you? I know. But like, I'm like, hey, bud, I'm like, it's almost October. Do you know what happens at October? He goes, it's Halloween trick or treat. And I was like, yeah. I was like, we need to start practicing our trick or treat. So you make sure to say it. But just watching him go up there and the first, like, even like the first 10 houses, like you go, kind of go with them and kind of show them what they're doing. And you see it start to work about house five. He's like, I say this, I get to reach in and grab candy and I get to keep the candy. And like by house like eight, they're like, okay, I got this.
And like then, you remember your line, you deliver it perfectly.
And then by about house 10, it's just like they're ahead of you already trying to like get to the next front door as quickly as possible or move through the kids coming out of it. But, and it's like hokey to say, but I mean, the other Halloween, what the other Halloween traditions would be, what?
I still gotta go.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, you can say pumpkin carving. That's not on my list. I'm just not a great big Halloween guy, but I remember as a kid, like scare houses were great. And like you'd walk through them and some of them, like the parents had made it, like if it was at the elementary school. So all the decorations were really shoddy and like you'd be walking through and like somebody's dad, like Brett's dad would jump out and try to scare you. Hey, you coach my little league team.
Oh, okay. So you're not talking about like the scary ones.
No, I'm talking about like when you reach in the bowl of worms and it's fucking spaghetti.
Wet spaghetti and stuff. Yeah, or like Jell-O and spaghetti.
It seems dumb now, but as a kid, like that was pure fun.
Do you remember like when you would be trick or treating and someone's dad or parent had set up kind of their house like that?
Mm-hmm.
Like they would either do something, it would just be like you'd walk through the yard in the daylight. That. Yeah. So like if you were thinking about it as a kid, you go into this, you're like, there's like a haunted house in your house. You turn on the lights and it's literally, it goes through the front door around into the garage. You do a couple like Q turns in the garage and then you come out, but as a kid, you're watching that and like, this is the coolest thing ever.
Oh, yeah. They got the flickering lights inside. Hopefully you're not epileptic. And
the fog smoke machine and everything. And you're just walking through. You have a few jump, you know, something jumping out at you. Or just like a cheap, like, ooh, oh, at the end, you get that
room.
Yeah, you get that candy at the end. Yeah. But that family was a baller.
Oh, yeah.
They were like, this is a haunted house level family.
Well, and then you get older and you remember that story about the Texas coach that had the monkey in the backyard that bit the lady.
Yeah.
That was a haunted house where the kids walked off and all of a sudden they got the treat of getting bit by a rabid monkey. Like, that's crazy.
Oh, that's true. That's what that was.
Yeah.
I mean, kids shouldn't have been trespassing back there maybe, but you can't be having your monkey going and biting people.
Yeah. Monkey stood his ground.
Was it a guard monkey? No. Okay. Well, maybe the monkey just goes and gets help then.
Emotional support monkey.
I don't know what that monkey's being so defensive for. Whatever happened to them? And what was that monkey's name? What was the stripper girlfriend's name? Oh, my God. We'll
have to look that up.
Everyone start looking that up if you can't remember it off the top of your head.
Yeah, I can't. All I remember was he was like an assistant at Texas, and it happened down there.
Didn't he bring her to, like, team events or something like that?
Yeah, and then I wish I had more of that story.
I'm sorry, but when you bring up the...
That's a story for the ages.
Yeah, the Texas Emotional Support Monkey. I can't remember. And as soon as we say, hold on, here we go. Come on, give me the name. Pole Assassin.
She was Pole Assassin. That's what it was. She was Pole Assassin and she had emotional support. How do you forget
that? That is, oh my God. Yep, it was football. It was at Jeff Banks.
And he was a coach at Texas, right?
Yeah, the Pole Assassin and the pet monkey. What was the monkey's name? Was it, no, it wasn't Coco, was it? No.
That's too on the nose.
Oh my God.
Maybe the monkey didn't want to be.
Gia.
Gia the monkey.
Yeah, Gia the monkey.
Pole Assassin's monkey was Gia. Okay. That's great.
All right. Getting back to it, what's your favorite Halloween tradition?
We just did tradition.
God damn it. Okay, that's right, the haunted house.
Excuse me. We're recording this on vacation and it's late and we've had a very full day of everything. My movie, I didn't want to go chalk. I went with just, as a kid, a guilty pleasure, but Disney Channel Halloween Town.
Okay.
With Marnie.
I never watched Halloween Town.
And really?
Yes, but I was the Hocus Pocus and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So what was Halloween Town? Is it exactly what it sounds like? It was just a town that celebrated Halloween like year round?
It was just a Halloween town. Like there were kids that were zombies. There were kids that had deformed faces. And her grandma lived in that town and she goes and lives with the grandma. Mom is a witch, I believe. And dad was like a civilian.
Okay.
I guess you would call it. And so she would go spend time in Halloween Town with Grandma. And then I think there was a second one called Halloween Town High or something like that where she moves there. But they end up having to save the town from the mayor that's run amok. And it's just like that.
There's a goddamn mayor.
Hey, well, just seeing.
Corrupt goddamn city council.
Every time. Mayor McCheese. They're just all corrupt. But it was great for what it was, because like you'd be walking down the street and there would be like witches walking down the street, or there'd be like a Bigfoot, or just really any creature that like evokes that Halloween feel to it. They were just out there on the street, like shopping in the grocery stores. It was just literally a town that was just nothing but Halloween people.
Sounds magical.
It was great.
All right. Have you seen Trick or Treat?
Who's in it?
So I cannot even remember who's in it, but so it's like a collection of like four different Halloween stories, and they all kind of intersect at one point, but not to where they alter each other, but just where you can kind of be like they're all happening at the same time or tied together. So one of them is, I'm trying to kind of just like think of the order that they're in. So one of them is about these younger kids, probably in like middle school, and they go and they invite this girl who is like unpopular to like go trick-or-treating with them. And in this town, there was a legend where there was a bus driver who worked for like a special needs school. And I'm trying to think if like there was a scandal that he was paid off by the parents of these special needs kids to like drive this bus into a quarry.
What kind of movie is this?
Yeah, it's a fucking horror movie, dude. It's
okay. So it's not like a
This isn't so fucking bad, Halloween Town.
Okay.
No. So
it didn't sound like Disney.
They go to the quarry, and like it's this thing the kids do, like as kind of like a creepy ritual. They go down and you can see the bus at the bottom of this quarry. That because they drained it after the The girl goes down there. Okay, I don't want to ruin it. So that's one of the stories. Another one is about, like, the main... It kind of all centers around this. Like, it looks like a little kid that's trick-or-treating in, like, a onesie. And this, like, burlap sack mask that makes it look like... You've probably seen the movie Case. He's got a sucker.
No, I'm thinking of the one where the people break in to the house and the guy has...
You're thinking of, like, The Strangers or something like that. No. So this is like a little kid, but he is like stalking this old like curmudgeon guy who hates Halloween and keeps like crushing all this stuff, like Halloween decorations. And then there's one with, there's like two or three more stories and they all just intersect, but it's like you're watching a whole bunch of different little Halloween movies at the same time. It's just, it's cool.
Yeah, I fucked up. My picks is wrong. Halloween Town's not number one. Ernest Scared Straight's number one.
Oh my god.
Ernest Scared Straight was a shit.
I have not seen that in a long time.
Jim Varney has a catalog that just goes on. Ernest movies are great. Goes to camp, robs a bank, goes to prison.
I wish Ernest was still around now to just teach people just decency.
Yeah. As the character, not the man who smoked like six packs of cigarettes a day.
Yes, and that's why his voice sounded that way. As the character, yes. Ernest solves racism.
Ernest explains genders.
Ernest in the border crisis or some shit. Do you realize that point, had two of those movies been made, people are like, maybe Ernest should be president. Should the guy that plays Ernest be president? He's fixing all this shit in his movies.
And then they see Beverly Hillbillies and they're like, yes, he's a really great man.
Mm-hmm.
He could definitely do this. We could just have the character as the president, like not even Jim Varney, like Ernest is mm-hmm. Ernest P. Worrell is just President Ernest.
It's like how different actors get to keep stepping into Colonel Sanders.
Yes. Yeah, President P. Worrell would be sweet.
All right, what do you got as the Halloween candy?
Candy, I went with... How would you explain it? I don't know the names of them. The green suckers that had the caramel on them.
Yeah, like it was just like green apple suckers or something.
Yeah, that to me is like the number one like Halloween candy that I just always remember. That was the only time of year that I ate them. And they always seemed to be pretty popular.
That sucker was such a game changer.
Yeah.
It really was, because I don't think there's really been anything like that. But I remember when they had them, they were like, it's a caramel apple sucker. So it's like caramel. No, it's like actual caramel.
And it was always fucked up because it never covered right.
Like, oh, no. It was half and half. Or it'd be like diagonal and like it only covered one side. So you have to be like sucking the whole thing, mm-hmm. and like turn it in your mouth. But goddamn, it was a miracle.
You're always cutting your lips as you're mm-hmm. putting it in because it's so sharp on the outside.
Or you ran out of caramel way before you ran out of the sucker, because the caramel's going to like mm-hmm. dilute in your mouth and everything. And then
you're just straight green apple for like less 5 minutes of it. But again, I think that that's... And maybe people eat them year-round.
No, I think that, like, I can see the bag that comes in. It's like a white bag, and most of it's clear mm-hmm. so you can see them. But I think that's got to be more of a Halloween candy. I'm sure you can buy them all year, but...
Well, and the actual, like, having a caramel apple is very tedious because everything ends up sticky.
You never eat the whole goddamn caramel apple.
You never get through it. It's like when we were talking about Costco
muffins. You get pissed off, like, 4 bites in when you find, like, the caramel stuck to your front teeth. And you're not getting enough apple, and you're not digging in. You're like, nope, hey, this was fun. Fuck this.
Or you get like a super tart green apple, and there's just no caramel enough to counterbalance mm-hmm. it. Yeah. So the green apple sucker was like a perfect best of both worlds. What do you got?
I went with Gobstoppers. Yeah. I know they made them like in a box you could get at the store, but I always remember the. For Halloween, I would always love the 3-packs. It always came in the little clear packs of 3 of them.
Like a big sixlets package.
But yes, with just 3 of them. Mm-hmm. And sixlets, you would get like 10 or whatever. But yeah. So I remember Gobstoppers, and because they lasted so long. Did you ever eat them?
Oh, yeah.
So you know when you just hold them in your cheek and they would just sit there for a while and then you'd move it and they are like the sugar would have like caused a cavity inside it? Am I just talking crazy right now?
No, I remember like when you pull it against your cheek and you feel like there's layers that have evaporated because
it's whittled away. So it feels like you mm-hmm. kind of like dug.
It's not round anymore.
No, your cheek like dug into it, like mm-hmm. dug out. Yeah.
And it makes your cheek all
like wrinkly. Chalky. Yes.
Yeah. Did you ever do the, there were the ones that came in the paint can and they were called like mouthwashers or whatever. And they were just single packs.
What?
Yeah, it came in a paint can, and they're called mouthwashers or paint washers. If you're listening and you know, let us know.
Is this a candy?
Yeah, and it was just like one Gobstopper that was in there, but there was like a grape and a few other ones, and you threw them in there, and your mouth was just that color for like the next 2 days.
I remember there was like a Fun Dip type thing that was in a paint can at one point. It was like a little...
Oh,
like,
and it was a brush?
Yeah, but it was like a candy. It was just like a hardened candy formed brush, like sugar brush, basically.
Mm-hmm. So you're dipping sugar into sugar.
God, there was some weird fucking candy when we were growing up. Okay, here we go. We're going to do the candy tiers. So if you were dumping out your bag, what would have been like top tier currency? What would someone have had to offer you a lot? What was your favorite?
Peanut butter cups. That still stands true to this day in Skittles, because Skittles... You always had a large bag of... Well, they weren't the big bags. They were still the little bags, but you had a lot of candy in that
one candy. Per package, it was one of the most high content.
Pound for pound.
Yes.
It was...
And it would last the longest, because you could ration that. You know, one or two Skittles at a time could last mm-hmm. you. Okay. So what's your going to be your top... Let's
peanut butter cups, Skittles. I really like those flavored Tootsie Rolls, like the vanilla and the orange and all that stuff. That was really good.
Okay.
the suckers were good, but they were always abundant. Like, you had a lot of them to play with. Like, you had a lot of second-round draft picks that you could send out. Like, you could go three suckers for something and still have 10 left in your bullpen.
Okay, here's something, too. An advantage of having a kid is you get to control the flow of candy. So, you get to pick out what you like. And then, you know, give him...
your kid's eating raisinets.
This is Law of the Jungle. When he gets older, he's going to be able to do this to his. And he's also going to be smart enough to not let me have access to all the candy. And I'm not always going to get that type of access.
Yeah, he's going to fill his pockets before he comes home.
That's going to be going to his bedroom before I have a chance to get my fill. So I got to take advantage now. But, all right, so I think top tier for me, I do think the coveted peanut butter cup package. Always.
Because I don't even know if they did like pumpkin shapes when we were kids, did they?
No. I don't think so. I think the Christmas tree one was like the first one that came out. That and then the egg. But I don't think they did a pumpkin. Easy. Yeah. All right. So Reese's. For some reason, I love an Almond Joy.
Yeah.
That, or I think, a Mound, I feel like that's even. I feel like Mounds is a serial killer's candy bar.
Because you've had the almond and the Almond Joy.
No, it's just like, so is Mounds. Mounds is dark chocolate and coconut.
I think it's the exact same thing. Just
no, Mounds without the almond. Mounds is dark chocolate and coconut. And that's why I know I stayed away from Mounds for a while. Because like, I didn't think I liked dark chocolate. So I went with the Almond Joy. And I was like, who thanks for the one fucking almond in this candy bar. Make up, you know, put. But then you actually start to think of that almond as a treat. Like, oh,
you eat,
this is just my candy bar with coconut. And someone just gifted me an almond. So with the Halloween size ones. What I liked about it is you could bite half of it, get half that almond.
Oh.
That first bite, that second bite had half that almond in it.
I always worked one side and then the other side, and the last bite that I had was always the one with the almond in it, just the whole intact almond. Like, I ate around it till it was just like a little...
You save the almond for... Yeah, you save the almond for dessert. Me, I wanted to split that almond up. So we go... Yeah. And then I like the... Ooh. For some reason, I like that... that little two or three pack of the smaller sweet tarts.
Always solid.
Mm-hmm.
100 grand bars weren't too bad.
Yeah. The
crunch bars too.
Different candy bars. You appreciate different candy bars more as you get older.
Yeah. I don't have them really at all, but thinking back, like a little crunch bar was kind of a treat.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause you get all that puffed rice on the inside of it, and it was nice.
I'm trying to think what else was in there that I knew I went for.
Candy corns were always shit.
Ew.
Like I said, Raisinets were always shit. Milk Duds,
wait,
not
Raisinets?
Bad.
I like Raisinets.
Really? I didn't like them as a kid because you knew what they were.
Yeah, but I think that's why you never gave them a chance. It was like, raisins and chocolate. No, you're trying to make me eat raisins. I think now maybe it's an adult health conscious choice where like, hey, I'm eating raisins.
Yep.
It's not what it is. Yeah. Just like the Almond Joy thing. It's like, there's an almond in here.
You can lie to yourself about Raisinets.
Almonds are healthy.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Baby Ruth's were kind of garbage. Oh, nut roll. A nut roll every once in a while is nice.
I don't think I've ever had a nut roll.
Really?
No.
With the peanuts on the outside and then the nougat on the inside?
Is that a payday?
Oh, is that what it is? Well, there's the... The red ones, too, that are kind of the same thing.
Yeah, that one is a nut roll, too. I've never had that. I know that's a payday. And then the one... No, it's a payday in chocolate. Oh. Nut roll might not have the chocolate on the outside. No, Baby Ruth has chocolate on the outside, and that's the one with covered in peanuts, too.
Not great. I don't know why.
What's a candy that you think that you only see on Halloween? That only makes its...
Wasn't that...
Smarties? Bubble Yum?
Yeah, I mean, I think you see
Candy corn.
Yeah, candy corn's disgusting. I mean,
that's
but
given, but...
And that bleeds into Thanksgiving, too.
Yeah. If you like candy corn, you're a fucking psychopath.
An underrated one that I do love, and it's probably from Half Baked, is where I finally first tried one, but Abba Zabba's.
What isn't an Abba Zabba's? Isn't it like a taffy?
It's... Yeah, it's like a taffy.
Is that nougat. The white taffy one?
And it has the peanut butter on the inside. So mm-hmm. you get the nice vanilla taffy on the outside, and then you get a little bit of the salty from the peanut butter there. Here's the
thing, man. Like, these are all weird-ass fucking candy bars, but they obviously make them because they sell enough of them to keep making them.
This one's the biggest, like, yucking other people's yum that there is.
What was your like, ritual? Because I know we're getting away from this, but I think this is kind of fun. Did you guys live near like either a store or a gas station, or if you like got a little bit of change together, you would run down and like go pick out your piece of candy and then like ride your bike home?
No, ours were, we had a grocery store outside of that grocery store was the Shasta machine. It was like 25 cents for a Shasta.
We had that too outside the store.
And you'd always, like, you had your favorites, like Black Cherry was always the shit. That was always really, really good. But then there'd be like the knockoff of Mountain Dew or
Mountain Thunder, Rush or something.
Well, wasn't it Dr. Thunder was the Dr. Pepper one?
Yeah, Mountain Rush.
It was like I was thinking Mountain Mist, but I think that's Faygo. Ooh, ICP should fit in here somewhere.
With RC Cola?
They did the Faygos.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, then Mountain Mist and all that stuff, but they're pure Halloween. Those guys live Halloween all the time. Juggalos are a special breed. But we never really went for, like, candy stuff. It was always, like, soda. It was, like, most bang for your buck to get hyped up.
Mm-hmm.
Which is weird how that transition to being an adult and
those substances became illegal. That liquid is easily digestible. That shit hits your veins a lot faster.
Yeah.
All right. What do we got for... What did you do for your wild card?
I did candy first. You did wild card.
Okay.
Partially because I have to remember, I forgot to write it down.
Okay.
I got it.
Okay. It was kind of a combo for me. It's closing time, Halloween night when the bars start closing and the lights start coming on.
Good pick.
And then the Halloween walks of shame. So, on the rare... Okay, so we'll closing time first. So, closing time, you have people crammed, you know, sweating... drinking, smearing their shit all over.
Half your paint on your face is gone. Just
fucking rubbing up against each other, fucking costumes, fucking missing pieces.
Women have lost heels at this point.
So that those lights come on at closing time. And you're seeing fucking fairies missing wings, fucking pirates missing peg legs. Just fucking things in disarray. But you're also seeing, you know, who's going where with who. So... the Halloween walks of shame. So there are these rare circumstances where if after Halloween you're in a position where you can like go out to breakfast or anything like that, or it can even happen kind of like as you're waiting for your Uber to show up and everything, you're seeing just like fucking chicks already taking off half their costumes, dudes that are completely missing their fucking shirts or pants and stuff.
There's usually tears at some point.
Just the mascara and everything, just like face paint. Just
on men and women, not just the women at this point. It's running on the dudes too.
Oh, and you just hang around like one of the hot dog carts or the taco trucks.
Yeah.
Do you think they have bets? Like at the hot dog or like the taco truck? And they're like, what are we going to see tonight, guys?
Like, what's our ratio for free hot dogs for seeing boobs?
Yeah. Like, I just want to make sure here, what do you want for tips tonight? Like, what are you okay accepting for tips tonight, just so we know?
Yeah, where's the line of money for currency and then other things for currency?
What am I betting? What's the first white girl that's going to try to say, call it a Jarritos? for punch Jarritos. All right, what do you got?
That's a good one. Mine, I just went as pure as possible, just pure as the driven snow. Grade school, when you would do costume tours around to all the other classrooms, and you got to wear your costume to elementary school, and you just rocked it the entire day before you were going out to trick-or-treat. Did you guys ever do that?
I'm trying to think of when that stopped, or if we really...
grade school when it stopped, because I don't remember doing it in junior high. Did you guys have junior high or middle school?
It was the same for us. So, like, first, second, third, kindergarten, first, second, third, primary school, fourth and fifth, elementary school, sixth, seventh, eighth, middle school.
What the fuck?
Middle school and junior high is the same. And then freshman, sophomore, junior, senior, 9, 10, 11, 12 in high school.
Really?
Yeah, what was yours?
Junior high was 7th through 9th, and then high school was sophomore through senior.
Okay, so it's not that big of a change.
Yeah, being a freshman in high school was always a little intimidating.
But in yours, you're not a freshman in high school.
No, but that's what I mean. I feel like because the middle school system is...
That's so crazy. So when you got into another school, you were a sophomore.
Yep.
Isn't the whole thing supposed to be... So you got to skip the worst thing, being a freshman in the new school.
Yeah.
As a freshman, you were king of the current school you're in.
True. Not so much when it came to, like, sports. I don't think
that's fair.
Why?
That's not how it works.
Well, you had 7 to 9.
No. No. In every fucking TV show and in every normal place in America, you go to your freshman year is your fucking first year of high school. That's why it's fucking always picking on the freshmen.
Yeah, we got to miss out on that, which is
great. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying it's horseshit.
As a freshman, I had to carry every pad for football practice. I had to carry every... Because we would go up and practice with high school. So, like, as a freshman, if you were up practicing with, like, the sophomore team, you'd always have to carry all the pads. Basketball.
Sports teams work? What were the classifications? It was just JV and varsity?
Or was there, like, a sophomore team? We had sophomores, JV, and varsity. But if you were able to play up, I think it was into JV and varsity, then you would basically miss, like, the last half of your last period, and they would bus you down to the high school, and then you would practice with them. So we still got, like, the hazy. It wasn't directly, like, in school, but at practices, the shit was on. Like, you were that freshman.
See, we would have freshman, then JV. So JV would be, you could play JV if you were a junior, or no, a sophomore or junior, and you could play varsity. But, like, once you were a senior, you couldn't play JV.
Yeah, it was just straight senior. Baseball, you could in the summertime, but during the season, I'm pretty sure it was that way.
I don't like the fucking fact. You had to miss out on the... You probably wouldn't have taken shit anyway. You had an older brother that was, what, 2 years older than you?
2 years, 3 years, it didn't matter. As a ninth, or as like an eighth grader, I was bigger than most.
I understand that, but you also had a brother that probably kind of paved the way
A
little bit.
Well, that, and then being 8 years apart, I got hazed plenty with 8 years apart between the two of us.
You're 8 years apart?
Yeah.
I thought you just said that you were like three.
Him and I?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
No, I told you about what he used to do to me when I was a kid, right?
No.
So...
He touch you?
No. Not well. Not in a good way. But he...
Did he make your action figures do stuff in front of you that changed you as a child?
No. He used to pin me down, and he used to grab my feet, and he used to tuck them in the back of my underwear, because I used to wear tighty whities as a kid, and I couldn't unhook my feet from the back of my underwear. You know how you
everyone's just listening. I'm just trying to mentally do this in my chair. Okay, and then
he would pull the back of my underwear
and put it over the toes and everything. Yeah. Okay, yeah, okay, I gotcha. So,
and depending on if my parents were around or like if they were out, I was just in that position until somebody rescued me, and he would never rescue me. So I to this day I feel like I am that much more flexible because of what he did. But I just remember how pitiful I felt laying on the ground. Like, I can't get my feet out of my underwear. Like,
have you ever asked someone to try to recreate that position for you? Be like, listen, I know this is weird. I got this weird kink thing.
Can you try?
Listen, I'm going to need you to take my feet. And I need you to help me get these underwear.
Can I just
around my feet? And listen, no matter what I say or how much I beg, you're not going to let me out of here.
No safe words. We don't go safe words here. Can I just, like, drip wax in you? No.
How long do I leave you there until I come?
Until I finish.
If you're good, it won't take long. If the bonds are they're secure, it won't take long. Oh. I think we should just leave. Should we leave them with that?
Yeah, leave well enough alone.
All right, guys. Well, this is probably going to drop before Halloween, so have fun trick-or-treating with yourself, your kids. If you're going to a party, be safe. And
watch your drinks.
All right. Later, guys.
Peace.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for joining us for another episode. If you like what you heard, hit that subscribe and like button. Follow us. If you didn't like what you heard, still hit that anyway, because we'll probably cover something in the future that you do like. Please follow us on our social media. Adam, hit him with it.
Our Instagram is Historically High Pod, Historically High POD, and we are on Twitter at Historically High, that's Historically HI.
All right. And if you guys want to send in any feedback, suggestions, hit us up on those two, or you can even do it on Gmail. It's historicallyhighpodcast@gmail.com. Thanks again.
Peace.